I'm a desk-bound lawyer, and at 62, my wife thinks I'm too old for abalone diving. She thinks it's dangerous, and it is. Forget jaws. The kelp can tangle and drown you. You have to scale cliffs with 50 pounds of equipment. Ab diving is a hold-your-breath sport, so you can miscalculate when to ascend. And abalone do live in the same holes as eels. So why do it? Because they don't sell abs at Safeway? That's not it. My eldest son Matt and I set out for the Seaview area at 4 a.m., eager for the first ocean glimpse. The views alone renew me as the road snakes along the coast. Standing at the cliffs, we are serenaded by barking sea lions and keening gulls. When we plunge into the glowing turquoise waters, it feels like coming home. It's just so beautiful down there, so full of life, so peaceful, tempting us to forget how powerful the ocean is. The ocean surge does not help steady us in position above the abalone. The liquid wind rocks us powerfully in a quiet ballet until the right instant to slip the pry bar under the ab. Sometimes, the luminous clear water abruptly becomes a murky soup with 12 inches of visibility. If we stay down too long, our lungs scream and throats gurgle as we frantically surface, fighting to overrule our desperate lungs. On the surface, Matt points out my mask is bloody again, as I have a problem with capillaries bursting under the pressure. So we head ashore and drag our swag and exhausted bodies up the cliff and go home. John Pepper holds the world's record for a 12.3-inch abalone taken in 1993, but I know there's a 13-incher out there. And that night, when I'm trying to sleep, it taunts me. With a Perspective, I'm Brian Dinde.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.